Welcome back to the Grill Nation show here on 980 AM, or if you're listening on iTunes via podcast, we greatly appreciate it, or on our website, grillnationshow.com. You can find all of our guests on the website, as well as all of our supporters and sponsors and photos of our shows, as well as all the old podcasts. We've had some really great shows over the last few years. I've really enjoyed doing the show, and today's episode is no exception to the rule. We have Kopakin Brooks on the show today. John Kopakin, who's a principal there, and Ryan Beery, a senior vice president. Their website is kopakin-brooks.com. They do all kinds of full-scale real estate developer in Kansas City, acquire, develop, lease, manage, sell throughout the Midwest and Kansas City and throughout different areas of our country. And they also have won the Mr. K Award, the Small Business of the Year in 2013, if that's correct.
Yes.
That is correct. Okay, good. So, well, welcome back to the show, guys. You guys do a lot of different projects. Let's focus on some of the ones that you're really excited about here in Kansas City, because I see your signs everywhere. And I know that a lot of stuff is happening. So take us through some of those. I know that you're really excited about that. A lot of them are downtown, right, John?
Yeah. So we're really concentrated all over KC metro area, but a lot of activity downtown, a lot of activity in Lenexa, Overland Park, and a little bit on the plaza. Particularly downtown, a couple of things that we have going on. We just completed a high-rise apartment project called Artera that's at 21st and Wyandotte.
Gotta tell you how excited I was about that, John, because I used to work at a law firm that was over by Ingram's over there,
right?
And that big thing was there forever,
right?
That they were going to develop that property,
yeah.
And it was or something was going to happen there. And this is before you could live anywhere downtown, essentially, and Crossroads was nothing like it is today. And so I always thought, you know, I'm going to live in that building one day, you know, and then 10 years went by,
yeah.
And, you know, I had already moved to another one, but it's such a good location for Artera.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's done.
No, yeah, that's done and that's open and leasing up well. But you mentioned 10 years, it was about 10 years by the time we bought the property and got the building open and up and running. And so, you know, that's a little bit of an unusual time frame. There's about 5 years of a pretty big recession in there where in our world, almost anybody who wanted to do anything anywhere in the country couldn't get anything done. So we'll give, I guess, us a 5-year break. But these projects really are 3 to 5 years in duration. And that project's exciting, open, and as mentioned, leasing up and helping transform that particular neighborhood.
And all your properties are on your website. And I got to tell you, at kopakin-brooks.com, I mean, it's amazing to look through some of these things that, I mean, I didn't even know that had potential. I mean, they're so cool.
Well, appreciate that.
Yeah. So you do that. And then Ryan, come in here whenever you'd like. But
sure.
You also, if anyone's been to Corrigan Station, that was your guys' deal.
Yeah. So we, you know, we redeveloped Corrigan Station with some partners who had owned the buildings. And Corrigan Station is a 10-story, 100-ish-year-old rehab building, along with new parking garage and a new second brand new building that's going to be open up here in the next couple of weeks down at the corner of 19th and Main. And we're 100% leased in the office building. It also has Corvino Supper Club restaurant and the roastery on the ground floor.
And you got WeWork too.
And we have WeWork and
and you have an Miller. Amazing rooftop. Up there.
The rooftop's pretty nice.
Amazing, amazing amenity.
Yeah. Yeah. And I did see something about a park going in there or something. Is there going to be like a little urban park or?
Yeah. So the park in between the new building and the existing building is going to be open also in the next couple of weeks. And Corvino's, you may have read or seen, but they're actually going to operate a very nice food kiosk out of there and serve burgers, chicken sandwiches, beers, et cetera. And there's just a kind of nice little oasis in the middle of the city park in between these two buildings with furniture and tables and chairs, things like that.
It's going to be awesome. And that that area wasn't around. I mean, that was just a dead area and you guys kind of got involved. And Ryan, what was that like? I mean, you said you're 100% leased up in the office area.
Yeah, it was very exciting. I mean, what a lot of people don't realize was, you know, even though it was a redevelopment, it was really kind of the latest spec office development to be built downtown since really 1991 when we built 1201 Walnut. A lot of people just don't realize that. So
it's a long time.
It's a long time coming. And, you know, it gained traction right away, leased up very quickly. You know, we're really excited to have the second phase, Corrigan Station 2, just about complete. A lot of interest and activity surrounding that. Academy Bank has leased the ground floor of that building for a bank branch, and then we have about 13,000 feet on the second floor, and then some pre-built offices on the third floor, and common amenity space shared amongst all the building tenants. So it's a highly amenitized product at the corner of, you know, what I like to call Main and Main, right on the streetcar line. Couldn't be a better location.
I'm looking through your all's website, and there's places on here I had no idea you owned. I mean, the place on the plaza where Crow's Coffee is, that's your guys' deal?
Well, the UMKC actually owns it, so on that property, we're the leasing agent for them. We lease and manage the center for them.
So I'm looking at the website, copaken-brooks.com, and there's some things on here that are pretty cool, like as far as high-rises.
Right.
Now, are these concepts, like there's one that you know, the one next to Sprint Center. 13
right.
and Grand.
Yeah.
That is that spiral looking building?
Yeah.
Okay. What is that all about? Because I used to live down there and I'd run by there all the time and I'd see your sign in this amazing futuristic looking building. What is that? And how does that work right now? What's going on?
Right. So that is a concept for the corner of 13th and Grand. And that rendering shows about a 500,000 foot high rise office building with commercial retail on the ground floor and parking in. You know, that's really where our process starts. On the development process, and part of the fun of it is looking at what right now is an empty surface parking lot that clearly is one of the next blocks kind of in line as a corporate headquarters type site, mm-hmm. and thinking about what that can be. So we have other designs and other ideas for the site, but the one that we also kind of, we call it the twist building sort of, and the project just, of that design seems to garner the most attention. So we're actively right now seeking users and tenants and ways to get that actually put into fruition.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, the nice thing about that site is it's pretty flexible. So, you know, the TIF approved plan on that particular site's for a 320,000 square foot structure with about 50,000 feet of retail space and then parking along with it. So to have a couple of different concepts for that block is nice because, you know, one tenant might gravitate, you know, towards one design versus the other. So mm-hmm. it's nice to
it's pretty cool. I mean, and I'd advise everyone should go look at the website here. There's a lot of good information and photos and just a lot of stuff happening. You also have another development, Reverb, down in the Crossroads. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Did I pronounce that right? So
Reverb.
Trendy. It's so, you know, it's
Reverb. So that's at the... That's at the corner of 18th and Walnut, essentially on
so
the
that
same.
Area has really become your neck of the woods there.
I don't know if it's our neck of the woods, but we've always been heavily invested downtown. I mean, the company started downtown. Our offices were downtown for a while. One generation, I would say, we were out off of 1st and 63rd and all, and then out off of 89th and State Line, but then about 10 years or so ago, we moved our offices back downtown, but we've always been mm-hmm. heavy investors in the urban core. Reverb is a project on the same block as Corrigan Station.
Right.
And it's similar in size to Arterra, but different in design, but it's a multifamily apartment project.
But the design is what I'm focused on too. Like a lot of windows, it's very modern. Essentially, it's kind of changing the face of the Kansas City skyline. And then I will, before we go to break here, mention Strata. Which is is really cool in the heart of the city. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, and that's a project that's about a 250,000 foot project at the corner of 13th and Main, with the idea to be the first truly speculative office building that's been built. Really, as Ryan mentioned, Corrigan Station was a speculative rehab, and this would be the first ground up construction really in downtown since 1991 for multi-tenants.
It's just crazy to me.
It
I
is.
Mean, it really is. I mean, no, the economy tanked in 08, but I mean, to me, growth of Class A office and people and companies moving downtown again is the next frontier.
Yeah.
As far as getting density, because the people live there now. I mean, I lived there at one point. I mean, there is movement. There's a lot of things happening, but we need more people officing downtown and companies to invest in putting their big employee bases downtown where everyone, millennials and talent want to live.
Agreed.
So that's a really cool architectural build as well. And check it out. Strata is the name of that. And then real quickly, Lenexa City Center, you guys have done work down there too, right?
Yeah, Lenexa City Center, you know, we're just wrapping up the district, which is a true mixed-use project that is 175 residential units, 45,000 square feet of office, and 30,000 square feet of retail. We're 28% leased on the office already. The office is truly spec, so 100% spec. The residential was really the driver of the project, but really excited to see what's going on. I happen to live out in Lenexa, so really like to see the progress out there. The city's been very committed to that entire City Center Lenexa project. And
kind of redeveloping the whole city. Exactly. I mean, it's a whole new world
out
there.
That's a development project that my brother Keith really has been point on. And it is, you know, if anybody was out there 4, 5, 6 years ago, cornfields, maybe cornfields on the way to 3-2 baseball is most people's experience. And now on our just section, we're about 1,300,000 feet into a 2 million square foot project, let alone what a lot of other people have done on the other sections right around 87th and 435. So it's an amazing transformation of building a new city out of nowhere, effectively.
And, you know, you have companies like Kiewit that have planted their flag in that particular development because of the mixed-use nature of the development and the amenities that are contained therein.
It's pretty awesome stuff, changing the face of Kansas City and the region. Kopakin Brooks, John Kopakin, and Ryan Beery are my guests. When we get back after the break, I want to talk about incentives. I want to talk about how this stuff actually happens. I want to break down kind of the process. You're listening to Grill Nation. I got that sunshine in my pocket. Got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops.